Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I wish I could wet my pants.
Podcrapular.
It's clever. It's unexpected.
Light.
This might actually work.
Podcrapular Light.
Fool me 7 times, shame on you. Fool me 8 or more times, shame on me.
Because Josh had better things to do.
So he just ran away?
I'm afraid so.
So you're stuck with Golf Widow.
She's built like a steakhouse, but she handles like a bistro.
Why are you looking in my underpants drawer?
She must have blown some smoke up your butt.
Someone ought to teach you a lesson.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
Odd Crapular Light.
This must be Thursday. I never could get the hang of Thursdays.
In Vegas. No, really, I want to know what happens in Vegas. I've never been. Hi, it's Podcrapular Light, brought to you by Jones Ham Flavored Soda, which itself is brought to you by what the fuck? I'm Golf Widow, the one who usually can't scrape together 5 minutes of material on purpose without Andy Martello, but now I have about that much. So, like, here. Anyway, I'm going to do some horoscopes because I have no real porn audio. If today is your birthday, first of all, happy birthday. It's going to be a great year for you if you can rein in that outrageous behavior and learn the art of subtlety. Your horoscope indicates that your recommended whore is an old whore. Yeah, I mean that. She's not new to the business, so she'll have something to teach you. Plus, she might actually know where to hide a little money so her pimp can't find it, which means a possible birthday present for you. I said horoscopes. You didn't think it was just going to be a bunch of bullshit about, you know, stars and houses and signs and things, did you? Sucker. So anyway, let's get the rest of our horoscopes on. Aries. All right, now this is the best sign because, you know, it's the first sign. It's also my sign. Aries. Worker school is likely to provide the setting for some impressive moments today, as you'll feel confident enough to take charge, but without ruffling any feathers. This is no mean feat, Aries, but for as long as the positive aspect between Mercury and Mars lasts, you'll be on top form. Take this day to rock your attention whore status. Let's see what else. Taurus, a change of mood might have you feeling slightly bewildered today, thanks to the Mars/Venus aspect, but some gentle activity with a stupid whore who thinks you're a genius, at least compared to her, will soon get you right back on track. Gemini, doing a good deed for the day is likely to guide you towards some excellent developments in your love life today, although you might not realize it at first. Be a kinky whore. Someone will thank you for it. Cancer. You are likely to be occupied by thoughts about your career aspirations and how to achieve the status that you deserve in life. Famous Cancer Don Imus should probably have given this a little consideration before he referred to any female basketball players as you-know-what-kind-of-you-know-what-kind-of-haired whores. Leo, a dirty whore will bring out your creative side today. The planets are all supportive of you getting jiggy with it. Virgo, who says that gossip is a bad thing? There is someone that you have been watching for a few weeks now and haven't had a clue how they feel about you. Today, a mouthy whore will have some news for you, and it'll be just what you've been hoping to hear. All you have to do now is act on it. Libra, influence of your ruling planet, Venus, will be strong today as it continues to move through your sign. Now, a phone call from an old friend is going to put you in a nostalgic mood and is likely to carry with it an invitation to some kind of get-together with a sexy whore later in the day, which should be fun, albeit a little expensive. Now, Scorpio, the ideas will be flowing today for you thanks to the powerful aspect between Mercury and Mars. All the hard work you've been doing is going to lead to praise from someone who matters, a young whore who thinks you're brilliant. Sagittarius, thanks to Mercury, you might find that an unexpected bill or financial reminder starts the day. That'll teach you to hook up with a skinny whore who hasn't eaten more than Red Bull and Kit Kats in 2 days. Capricorn, the moon is still moving through your sign right now, and its influence will be felt for most of the day. You might start the day lacking in physical get-up and go. Here's where a fat whore is your horoscope. And if you are fat, please don't be offended. I'm including myself in this. I am totally a fat whore. Anyway, fat whore is definitely the way to go if you're a Capricorn, because we're not going to make you go to the gym. Your biggest exercise, besides having some whore fun, is probably going to be trying to get some mashed potatoes before we eat them all. Now, Aquarius, you're going to be hooking up with a fat PHAT whore, and that's not as great as you might think, because your natural, easygoing nature is going to be offset to a large degree by the moon, and a cash boost that looked almost certain might prove to be less of a boost than you anticipated once you're done spending it all on presents for your new quote-unquote baby, who's going to give them all to her pimp in exchange for her fix. Pisces. This is the last one, people. A little bit of knowledge can sometimes be quite misleading, especially if you haven't acquainted yourself with all of the facts. The heavy watery influence of Mercury and Pluto suggests that you'll want to react on your feelings rather than on logic. But today, go with logic every time, and don't be an ugly whore. I'm not talking about looks here. Just saying. That covers the year. Okay, so a parting word of advice: at about $2 a pop, girlfriends are less expensive than whores, and you can introduce them to your mom. Plus, you can be fairly sure they're not tricking with your buds while you're at work. Unless they are. Well, you know what happens in Vegas and all that. I'm Golf Widow. This has been Podcrapular Light. Tastes great, less thrilling.